And welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking with the Community Development Director for Tuolumne County, Quincy Yaley, on this weekend's host. Director Yaley, next thing I want to ask you about is the Board of Forestry is looking at passing some new regulations. It's been discussed at some recent Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meetings and the potential impacts that it could have on the county. Can you elaborate and explain kind of the situation and what is being looked at?
Sure. So the Board of Forestry, first of all, for those members of the public who don't know, it's a state entity, but individuals are not elected to it. So there's no voting of who is going to be on it or who is not going to be on it. I equate it similar to a coastal commission. They regulate certain areas of California depending on who is responsible for providing fire response. And we currently have a set of agreements with the Board of Forestry that are local to Tuolumne County. So we are currently under the regulation of the Board of Forestry. And that I think is important for people to understand that this isn't something that's new, that that this is a new set of regulations that we need to respond to. In the past, Tuolumne County staff members were very successful at working with the Board of Forestry itself to negotiate individual regulations that were reflective of how our county operated. So these are things that relate to how wide do roads need to be, how long can a road be before it ends in a cul-de-sac, what is the distance to the nearest through road, where do you need to have pullouts, so that you can allow cars to pass on roads and driveways. So we have an existing set of regulations that's been working fairly well for our county. And as I said, those were negotiated essentially directly with the Board of Forestry, so they're unique to our county. What's happening now is the Board of Forestry is going through a process to create one set of rules for the entire state, which is problematic because there's so much variety in the state in terms of topography, vegetation, infrastructure, that one set of rules is concerning to our county, especially because our county has been so diligent when we look at development and enforcing the state rules that we have negotiated. We've been very diligent about that. So it's concerning to us that there's the state's taking a one-size-fit-all approach. We have had many conversations with the staff at the Board of Forestry throughout this process. So it wasn't something that was sprung on the county, but there's been a lot of changes in the drafts that have come out, and there's been a short period of time for us to review those and comment back on them. So that's also been challenging. It seems right now that the Board of Forestry regulations are being narrowed down from what we had originally reviewed, where there was a potential for them to apply to any building permit application. It seems to be narrowing down to things like zone change requests, where you're going to increase the number of people that could be allowed on a property to live there, and land divisions that are creating three or more parcels. But if anyone's read state regulations, they can be tricky, and so we're reading very closely to ensure that we're not missing something that could be a gotcha, so to speak. And so we're meeting with the state. We're looking at how these would impact not just development processes like zone changes and land divisions, but also how would they apply to building permits? It's our fear that someone who's owned an existing piece of property that comes in for a building permit all of a sudden may have a significant financial burden if they would be required to meet some sort of road widening project or have to have certain surfacing on their road that they may not be required to have now. So that's something we're looking at very closely. The other thing we're looking at is, are the Board of Forestry regulations that are being proposed going to create any environmental impacts that then a homeowner would have to handle? Let's say someone needed to widen a road to their property. Does that then create an issue with grading and runoff or removal of vegetation? So we're looking at all of those issues very closely. The Board of Forestry regulations adoption is coming up fairly soon. I believe the county is going to be meeting with them next week, and You know, we will be working to interpret those regulations. What do they mean for our county? And then publicize that back out to the public so that we can be very transparent about what the new rules will be that are being pushed down on us from the state.
So a lot of wait and see right now until learning more next week.
Well, it's wait and see, but it's also you really have to dive into these regulations because there's so many unique situations that individual property owners are faced with. We see that every day at the county, that each person's, you know, property or access or development wish is different. And so we're trying to think of all of those different ways that these regulations could be imposed onto a property owner. All of that is important, but it's also really important that we do address firefighter safety and access and safety of our residents evacuating. So it's a balance. We're trying to figure out what do these regulations mean? Are they going too far? Are they are there other ways we can ensure access and firefighter safety in our wildland urban interface and in our high severity fire zones? So it's complicated, but we are paying attention. We're meeting with the state and holding out hope that the new regulations will be reasonable.
So if a vote takes place next month, have you heard yet like how soon these changes could be implemented?
I've heard as soon as July 1st, but also I've heard this fall. So they would apply to any new permits that were applied to after whatever enforcement date that the Board of Forestry lays down. Anything that we have that's in the process, like if you submitted your building permit earlier this year, you wouldn't be then held to the new regulations. Or if you have a building permit, you're actively working on a building permit, you wouldn't be held to the new regulations. So, you know, I have heard conversation in the community, you know, sort of better safe than sorry, and that people are going to be flooding down to the building department to submit their plans before July 1. If you're at all concerned, just contact our department. Again, my number is 533-5961, and we can talk about how these regulations may affect your project and strategize on the best way to move forward.
Yeah, definitely keep us posted as more information comes to fruition.
We will do that.
Need to take one more break. We are talking with Quincy Yaley, Community Development Director for Tuolumne County on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll be focusing on what is on tap in the near-term future for recreation services and library services in Tuolumne County. We'll be joined by the head of the department for both of those, Eric Aiken. He'll get us up to speed. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Our final segment with Community Development Director Yaley is coming up in just a minute.